Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They offer some energy saving tips during these hot summer months. Don't forget, install a programmable thermostat that will automatically adjust temperatures for optimal comfort and energy savings. For more tips, head to mte.com/myenergyplan. We're talking about the Salvation Army today, and primarily going to focus in on the Pathway of Hope program. First of all, joining us is Misty Ratliff. She is the Development and Communications Manager with the Salvation Army here in the Murfreesboro, Nashville area. And we're going to have her kind of introduce and talk to Javita for the most part today, I think. But Misty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. How are you?
Doing very, very good. Thanks for joining us today and kind of putting this together so we can talk about the Pathway of Hope program. And being on the development or communication side, I thought maybe there could be a few things that you had to pass along before we kind of jump into Pathway of Hope. Just wanted to make sure that you had a chance to do that if it was.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So this week is the week that the campers from Murfreesboro and Nashville are actually enjoying camp. They left yesterday morning at about 10 a.m. So our campers are off for their fun week of the summer. And, you know, other than that, we are just working through our normal summer activities. The shelter is still going full force, all of those things. So what we wanted to do was share a little bit about the Pathway of Hope program, which is actually one of our national programs that's coordinated and has a structure from the national level. And so Javita Williamson has joined me today. She is the case manager at the Murfreesboro Salvation Army location for the families there in Murfreesboro. And so I invited her to come along to talk about specifically what they're doing in this community to help families who are wanting to overcome poverty, especially generational poverty. So working with parents and children, or adults and children in the family.
Awesome. Well, we're going to hear from her and also hear from one of the clients who has actually gone through the program and seen what that can do. Javita, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. So first of all, how long have you been in this Pathway of Hope position there at the Salvation Army?
So I've been in this position for a little over a year. This grant is for a 2-year period. So we are looking forward to it being renewed for next year.
Yeah, most certainly, for sure. So we've talked about Pathway of Hope, and you can probably draw a few conclusions from the conversation that we've had. But if you're out and someone asks you, you know, what do you do? Well, I work with Salvation Army, Pathway of Hope. And they ask, well, what is that? So I'll ask you, what is that? What is the Pathway of Hope? How does that program work?
So Pathway of Hope is basically, it's a family empowerment program. It is for families. You have to have at least one child under the age of 18, and you do have to be eligible for SNAP benefit or be within that income guidelines per household members. So with Pathway of Hope, we do focus on education, building social capital, increasing income, and any economic supports as well, also improving health and well-being for the family. And so these are the performance outcomes that we mainly focus on. And so we also provide any other additional support that allows the family to achieve their goals.
So it sounds like there are many aspects to the program, because without any one of those, or if there is a struggle with one of those, it kind of sends folks down a spiral that's hard to climb out of. Would that be fair?
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Many of our families, they come in usually with a crisis situation. And so this program, we are here to help you put out that fire. But we also want to walk alongside those families and help them to set any short-term or long-term goals that they would like to accomplish. And so we also are able to assist with certain services and referrals as well, and financial assistance.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about speaking with the person, with the family, about their goals, I would assume that they're all very similar, but when you're in crisis, that's your focus. It's not on the other things that could help that, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And many of the families that are referred to the program, some may be homeless already, and some referrals do come from the shelter. So, of course, you know, housing stability is their main focus. So we do continue to work on that while also working on goals that they have always wanted to accomplish, whether that be education, employment, of course, and any education for the children as well. So yes.
Now, you mentioned employment, but in my mind, employment, if you don't have a way to get to the employer, is a problem. I mean, so there can be many obstacles that stand in the way, and I guess it's on an individual basis where you determine, well, with reliable or with transportation, then, you know, your job set, this could work. And so it's just kind of working through those kinds of things.
Yes. And just speaking on transportation, that's something that the program can assist with as well. Knowing that a family, their goal could be, I need employment, but I don't have transportation to get there. So this program can assist with Uber and help them to get to work until they're able to have that stability in income.
So we have heard about, and with the economy like it is currently, you know, if 4 or 5 years ago you were right there on the edge, then you've probably seen the last several years where it's just harder to make that go the distance. And sometimes underemployment is an issue as well. Would that be a fair thing too?
That is a fair thing to say as well. I've definitely seen that, you know, individuals are searching for jobs and aren't able to, you know, find anything, whether it be in the career field that they actually want to go into or just something that they're trying to do to get them by or stay afloat. And so I believe that this program is a great support for that, just because of the partnerships that we have as well, especially the Career Center that is up the street from us. That's a great partnership, as well as Goodwill. So we definitely just try to walk alongside those families with any hardship that they're going through or any struggles, to help them set a plan up and try to accomplish those goals.
Javita Williamson is here. She directs the Pathway of Hope here in Murfreesboro at the Center of Hope for the Salvation Army. And Javita, so we've talked about, you know, the program and some of the resources. And in that, I wanted to go back to something that you mentioned earlier, is, you know, a child under 18. And obviously, if you're mom, dad, guardian, whatnot, and you have these things going on, that's your focus as well. And so sometimes it's hard to see outside of how can I make this better when I'm trying to make sure little Johnny or little Jill has what they need to succeed. So, I mean, that's a big part of it too.
Yes, yes, exactly. And I think another good part about this program is, you know, there is a big focus on the kids as well, and just trying to make sure that they're good educational wise. And now that the kids are out of school, you know, there are opportunities to get assistance with, you know, still tutoring, or if they do need anything for school, we can assist with that. Any health and well-being related things that the family needs or the kids need, you know, we're all in for that.
So we have talked about the program. You mentioned that clients are referred. Sometimes they come from the shelter. What are some of the other places where you may get a referral from? What are some of the, are there organizations in town, something like that?
So a lot of our referrals, like you said, they do come from shelter. Also, they come from just our website. If you go online to SalvationArmyNashville.org, you can learn more about the program, and you can also pre-register for the program. It'll ask you some different questions, and then that information will go to our engagement specialists. And so those engagement specialists will reach out to those families and just kind of let them know about the program, see if they are eligible for the program, and then they will go to a case manager.
Okay. So we are about a year into at least this 2 year and hopefully longer than that for the Pathway of Hope. Can you give us any information about the impact this has had on folks who come through the Salvation Army in Murfreesboro?
Yes. So I have had and worked with about 35 families so far in the Murfreesboro area. Every single family that has entered the program has achieved at least one goal, whether that be increased income or housing stability or just increasing family engagement or community involvement. I do have one success story that I love that is a family I had that was in shelter. She came in, didn't have any family here, didn't have employment. And so those were her main goals. First, I need employment. Then I'm working towards housing stability. And also we assisted her with tutoring for her kids so that they can be able to continue to do well in school. And so now she has been housed for over 6 months. She is working, the kids are thriving, and she also is getting her real estate license as well. Wow. So that's a big success that has been here in Murfreesboro.
Absolutely, for sure. And, you know, they come in, goals, you know, that's plural. So there may be more than one. And, you know, it kind of sounds like to me, Javita, that you're here along for the whole experience. And it's not just, well, you've got 3 weeks and then, you know, you're on your own. It's kind of a process, isn't it?
Yes, it's definitely a process. And there is no time frame for being in the program. You know, each family is different. You know, someone could have a short-term goal that they just needed a little push with, that they could be in the program for 3 months, or someone has many goals that they want to accomplish, and so they just need that assistance, and they could be in the program for a year. So it definitely depends on the family and what they are trying to achieve.
Well, let's meet one person who has received help with the Salvation Army, and that is Morgan.
I had become a new mother. My child's father was in and out. Like, he ended up getting violent, and so that completely erased him out of the picture. So I went from being a mom expecting to have a two-parent household, raising a loving child, to not being able to afford my apartment with this new baby, and now a single mom. I am originally from 2 hours away, so I was out here with little to no family. Going back home wasn't an option just because it wasn't the best life. I ended up finding the Pathway of Hope. Now I'm working on becoming a doula and a childbirth educator, and so they're helping me find these partnerships, find my voice, find courses that allow me for me to understand entrepreneurship. It's been a blessing in itself just because I get to pursue my passion, and I don't think it would have been possible without the help of the Pathway of Hope. I was completely one-track minded. I did it all on my own, and it was hard to ask for help. But I opened my mouth and I said, listen, I can't do this anymore and I need somebody. Luckily, the Salvation Army was there and they heard my cries. And they've been there every step of the way, and it is nice to not have to bear the burden alone. When a world of all that loss, and to have this as a constant, and no matter what I was going through, I could have somebody to call and somebody to tell me that it was going to be okay, and somebody to let me know that they were here to listen, to provide that financial support, to provide mentorship and guidance, has been life-changing. I was on the ledge, and if it wasn't for the Salvation Army, I probably would have jumped. I am very thankful, just because I probably wouldn't be alive without them.
And that is Morgan's story, and what a great one that is. And Javita, for somebody who's listening that is at that point, kind of tell us how, in the last 30 seconds or so, how they could get help and assistance from the Salvation Army.
So with this program, for families, we offer spiritual guidance, just a sense of community, and just a person who can walk alongside you to achieve the goals for yourself and for your family.
Well, it's been great having you here, Javita, and continued success. Give us updates on how things are going, okay?
Yes, for sure. Thank you.
Very good. Misty, thanks for arranging this. This was a great conversation today.
Of course.
And that is our friends from the Salvation Army joining us. SalvationArmyMurfreesboro.org for more information about your local Salvation Army. I'm Brian Barrett. Thanks for joining us today. Hope you have a wonderful day.